It's well-meaning.
Yeah, it's well-meaning. To a certain extent, we have to work within the reality of what is.
Right at the moment, I'm happy with the power of two.
Yeah, exactly, the power of two. Anyway, we will continue with Mr. X here in just a moment, 726. We're going to talk about housing here in Southern Oregon. Once again, making sure that you don't lose control of your government through governance, because the administration, the administrative state here, and especially in the planning department, sustainable development, all the rest of this, Matt Brinkley and the folks, they really don't want you messing too much with the progressive plan.
That's right.
For Medford and or Grants Pass and or Ashland neighborhoods, because, well, we all go to the same schools, and we know that the real future, your future, whether you like it or not, peon, is to have stack and pack housing. I think that's the bottom line, where they want to take us. And they may not say that out in the planning commission meetings here, Mr. X.
Basically, they want to remove the public input part of it. And that's the part that we, you know, and what I want to do is try to show a point by point thing how this is affected in so many different angles and so many ways.
All right. Very good. So we'll talk with Mr. X more here in just a moment here. You end up sliding around, getting in the mush. Maybe you had some snow, ice during those storms. Maybe you got some dents. Maybe you have more than a few dents. Maybe you got into an accident. Where do you take it? What can you depend on? Who can you trust? Well, I have to tell you, the people who I end up trusting, Lithia Body and Paint, been dealing with them for a number of years. Great work on the Vanagon and other things. And the paint work is still almost, I want to say, 5 years since they ended up redoing the Vanagon. Still looks just stellar. Even though I'm a little bit colorblind on the red part, it still looks good to my eyes. It looks good to everybody else's eyes, too. But it's service, it's speed, it's accuracy. I think you'll enjoy the experience. Get yourself a quote today at Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford. Repair so good, it's like it never happened.
At Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place, we treat your family like our own. We encourage our residents to celebrate life. With our innovative and award-winning assisted living and memory care program, Arbor Place welcomes you with open arms. Here's what a couple of their residents have to say about Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place.
When I came here, came kicking and screaming. I do not need anybody to help me. They do help me because I guess I needed it.
To schedule a tour or to learn more about Arbor Place, visit us online at prestigecare.com.
Each year, nearly 11,000 kids in the United States under the age of 15 will be diagnosed with cancer. This year, you can help Q100.3, KISS FM, and Bicoastal Media, along with our community partners like Daisy's Hubbards and Discover Grants Pass, during the St. Jude Radiothon, February 20th and 21st. Our fight continues until all childhood cancers and diseases are eradicated. Keep watching for details on how you can help at Q1003.com.
At AAA, we got this.
Flat tire first thing in the morning?
We got this.
Battery dead and trying to get home?
We got this.
Out of gas and way out of town?
We got this. We don't leave details to chance because the road is no place for surprises.
That's why AAA is the trusted leader in roadside assistance.
For us, it's not an add-on. It's not a side gig. It's what we do 24/7, 365 for the last 100 years and running.
So when you call, you know we got this. Join us at AAA.com and keep life going.
Story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-858-1199. 800-858-1199. 800-858-1199.
Today on KMED and KCMD.
Palestinians, the Israelis,
to finally achieve
important step towards peace.
It will work. It's going to work.
Check in often.
Mr. Bolton was ordered by the president.
But I'd like to hear from John Bolton.
Make it a real trial.
Well, let's call everybody.
With evidence, witnesses.
Stay current.
Coronavirus here in the United States.
Check in 2, 3, 4 times today.
Very serious public health threat.
People want to know
this.
First-hand information.
Is KMED and 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show on KCMD and KMED, live from the Day Electric Studios and powered through dayelectric.com.
Shane was telling me a few minutes ago before he took off, I think he's in the bathroom right now. Oh, you're back, Shane? Oh, okay, good. So you actually like that that one bar that's talking about the squirt guns on Valentine's Day?
Oh, absolutely.
You like that a lot, huh?
You bet.
You're one of those Lonely Hearts guys, you get all bitter. Bitter and broken.
Absolutely.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. I think that's pretty funny. Which bar was that again? Let me find it.
Jefferson Spirits.
Oh, Jefferson Spirits. So,
yeah.
All right. So, we have Jefferson Spirits with squirt guns on Valentine's Day. Everybody seems to get into that. And then we have axe throwing at Cascadia Axe Company, which I suppose is a little more involved in what they were doing, 20 years ago? Dwarf tossing? You know, they would take the dwarfs and...
Dwarf tossing.
Well, remember they would take a dwarf and then wrap him in Velcro, and then people would toss him against a Velcro wall, and then, you know, he'd stick?
I've never partaken in that activity.
I think it started in Australia. Those Australians are funny people.
Wow.
But anyway, they're not doing that. So now we're going to be throwing axes. I'm still thinking that my idea for a lawn dart bar would be the next thing. So you take alcohol and you combine it with lawn darts. And lawn darts, of course, were banned a long, long time ago.
You have to sign a release when you walk in the door.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, I imagine the OLCC would probably come in there. You're using unpermitted sports equipment.
Yeah.
And so you're not allowed to do that. It wouldn't be safe.
Rules.
Be that as it may. All right. But see, that's what happens with me just being a boomer rube as MSNBC. You boomer rube. I just think about things like that. I actually think about having fun, you know, real fun. And sometimes real fun involves real danger.
Boomer Rube.
Huh? Boomer Rube. We got to come up with a nickname for you then. If you're going to have Boomer Rube, what's a Gen Xer? What should we call a Gen Xer?
I don't know.
Because you're not. It used to be Slacker X. You know, you Slacker Xers, right? That's how it used to be termed. But that's
so.
Just so old. That is so 1992. So
that's funny because there was a Mad Magazine article about that once.
Yeah?
Yeah, all about Generation X, how it was Generation X job interview is what it was. It was a, you know, Mad Magazine, of course, so it's crazy.
Nothing changes. There's that interview that is famous on the web, the viral one with the millennial girl. The millennial girl who's being interviewed by the old fella.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, well, I need you to show up at 8 o'clock. And he looks at her, and she looks at him like, what do you mean, 8 o'clock? I mean, I'm Skyping with my boyfriend in Paris at 3 a.m. And, and so it would really work better for me.
Well,
anyway, yes.
It's funny. One of the things that I remember from that little Mad Magazine article on Gen X is on the resume, there's proficiency in identifying various types of marijuana by smell, texture, and sight.
Oh, those people are now working for the OLCC.
I guess.
Amazing. Okay, so what was a slacker behavior in the 1980s and 90s is now a job opportunity. Okay, 734 KMED and KCMD.
Chadwick's in the Rogue Regency is your home for catching the best sports and live comedy. And we're giving away a Samsung 65-inch 4K ultra-high-definition LED TV during the big game on Sunday, February 2nd. That's right. The Rogue Regency and Chadwick's invite you to enter to win a 65-inch 4K LED TV. It's easy to enter. Go online to RogueRegency.com or head down to Chadwick's in the Rogue Regency, where every game is always on. No waiting on tables. Just drop by. Plus, every Friday and Saturday is comedy night at Chadwick's. Check our Facebook page for the comedy night schedule. So, remember to enter to win a Samsung 65-inch LED TV at Chadwick's in the Rogue Regency. Come on down to Chadwick's, your home for sports and live comedy. Or visit RogueRegency.com. That's RogueRegency.com. Entries are valid through February 2nd, 2020. Must be at least 18 years old to enter. No purchase necessary to win. One winner will be selected and notified by phone. TV valued at $479.
Here's a look at your headlines from KMED and KCMD News. I'm Shane Michaels. First up, a resolution filed by Governor Kate Brown's office seeks to combat the state's housing and homelessness crisis. House Joint Resolution 203 would amend the state's constitution to allow for real estate transfer taxes. It would exempt the first $500,000 of a property's value from taxation. The governor says that any tax money should go to fund or finance affordable housing. So far, no tax rate or revenue goal has been mentioned. In other news, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission will discuss the meaning of milk at a special meeting today. Michael Desmond reports.
Oregon's bottle bill puts the OLCC in charge of administering and enforcing the law. The legislature changed the bottle bill to add several beverages, but
milk is exempted under statute, milk and plant-based milks.
Bottle bill program manager Becky Vogel says the agency is trying to make it clearer what products are exempt from the 10-cent deposit.
People think that all dairy is exempt, and it's not all dairy. It's just milk. So we're narrowing our definition of milk to make that more clear.
Infant formula and meal replacement beverages are also exempt.
And the city of Grants Pass has set its new rules for public comment at regular work sessions. The public comment period is now at the end of the session. Not only that, if more than two people are speaking on the same topic, a spokesperson must be selected. That person will get 5 minutes to speak. Also, any speakers now have to fill out a comment card beforehand, and the period will be no more than 30 minutes. From the KMED and KCMD Newsroom, I'm Shane Michaels.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. How are you handling winter driving? Time for new tires? Hi, Carolyn from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Call us today and check out our low tire prices on brands like Michelin, Continental, BF Goodrich, General, Hercules, and more. We have the tires you need for the way you drive. Tires that will give you exceptional performance, handling, and year-round traction. We are family-owned and dedicated to providing you with the best products and services. Come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Buy Mart Super Warehouse Sale just got better with new items added this week. Treat your sweetheart and save 20% off Valentine Hearts boxed candy. Take care of that pesky moss with Moss Beware. It's now $8.97. And plant your starts and save 50% off Fairy Morse flower and vegetable seed packets. Check your mailbox or go online and see more new items in our savings book. It's the Super Warehouse Sale going on now at Buy Mart, celebrating 65 years.
Hi, it's Matt Stone with Pressure Point Roofing. As I travel around the Rogue Valley, I enjoy driving through neighborhoods and seeing well-maintained houses. It's great to see the pride of ownership people take in their homes. But being a roofing contractor, I notice a lot of beautiful homes in need of a new roof. If you suspect yours is among them, please give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. Protecting your biggest investment brings peace of mind. So start at the top, Pressure Point Roofing. Find us at PressurePointRoofing.com.
Pressure Point Roofing. We'll see you next time up on the roof.
Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I've always loved to shoot, and now even more so since Wellburns Weapons introduced me to shooting with a suppressor. Wellburns is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Co., Griffin Armament, Q, Thunderbeast Arms, AAC, Gemtech, Innovative Arms, Rebel, PTP, Tactical Solutions, and Blackhawk. And they can order a dozen other brands, too. I must confess, suppressed is best. Go see Wellburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Hi, I'm Herstal Jones from Jones & Associates, Premier Financial Solutions, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
This is the Bill Myers Show, live from the Day Electric Studios on 99.3 KCMD and FM 106.7 KMED. Call Bill at 541-770-5633.
7:39, citizen activist Mr. X and a cohort of mine, we've been talking a number of years about that, keeping control of your government and not falling prey to governance. And one of the first things we want to talk about is how the Medford City Council, in my opinion, if they move forward with what they're going to be talking about again tonight in a council study session, they are enabling more governance and keeping we the people out of many processes here. And a lot of this is coming through the planning process. And Matt Brinkley is the planning director of the city of Medford. We talked about him before. Remember, he's the man that brought us the Phoenix Road Diet, which, of course, failed miserably. And so now he's within the city of Medford and appears to be continuing to want to go down the merry way of pushing sustainable development, as all planners or most planners do.
Right.
And perhaps if he's looking for more administrative power, maybe he would revoke his affiliation with the National Planning Associations and various other sustainable development type people.
Right.
And then maybe we could talk about that.
That's right.
So, Mr. X, let's go into it. Essentially, what they want to do is tonight, this is a continuation of a conversation that the City Council Planning right. Commission had last year.
Right.
In October, I think, is when they last were bringing this up. And what they want to do is make it easier to build apartments.
Right.
Multifamily housing, you'll see it referred to.
Well, let me say one thing, Bill, is that the justification is to say they want to make it easier to build apartments.
Yeah, they claim they want to make it easier and more and less expensive to build apartments.
The ultimate goal is to adjust a rule and to bring in a new concept. Okay, and the whole concept takes us back to the consensus-based thing or giving up our power as the citizens. And we have to keep these people working for us. And it's important. You know, in reading the minutes from the agenda, the bulk of the commission that's in this study session and in past minutes, they objected and they have good rationale. And that's what I want to encourage. I want to encourage, keep it the same. Do not relinquish any more power.
Because what they want to do then is have essentially Matt Brinkley bring any kind of public problem with building apartments into the administrative process.
That's right.
And
that's
this is where, you know, and it ends up being the same kind of BS that we get from many federal government agencies, well, in which it's a policy consensus. It's a consensus-based process.
Exactly. And it's and the consensus-based process, okay, which is an actual term, and you have to understand there's actual statutes and everything related to it. And it basically, the statute is, you consider it a savings clause, but it's basically unless other laws exist. So now if you adopt changes to those local ordinances and those rules and those guiding principles, well, what we've sat back and become complacent on is everyone has been is changing those rules over the past group of years. They were changing them. We've recognized it, and we've put the halt on a lot of things like that by educating people to where the intrusion was, okay? And this is an intrusion of people that are aligned with certain principles and beliefs. And that's where I go with this, okay? If you know, and I don't want to name names, and this is not an attack against them, but if our planners were to just step back from the National Association of Planners and guarantee to the citizens that they work for them instead of somebody else with a predetermined outcome and for sustainable development agendas.
And that's what you have to remember. The actual organization that planners belong
that's
to.
That's exactly right.
They're all signed on to, you're going to be in stack and pack housing, and we're going to go carbon free, and we're going to have traffic calming. We're going to eliminate the cars. We're going to have you in a bus. Well, and this is the actual official policy of the planning organizations.
I go back,
and they all go to the same schools for the most part to do this.
Well,
I
go back and I look and I read and I look at it, and that's the reality. The encouragement has to go to keep it the same. Don't allow this change for right now. Okay, until we can gather more information, until the public retains its right, and other, you know, we'll end up to be a small Portland with stack and pack housing everywhere, based upon an administrative move in their type of thing. That's
and we have to remember the history of this. It was a few years ago. I want to say back 2013. Was it 2013? Six, well, 7 years ago that we've been talking about this?
It's been a long time now. I realize when I see the dates on some of this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Remember, we'll just remind you of what it took. And when they were going to put the big developments by
a 900 unit, I think it was, or 900, you know, across from the Hillcrest Country Club of low income housing. Okay. And this was the thing. They had already predetermined that was the right move to make because they were establishing social justice. These are the things that they're doing. And the reality to it is through public input. Through the meetings that we had, we were able to put a halt on that, okay, where they couldn't do that.
These were public, these were pure,
that's right,
true public hearings.
In other words, if we're to control our destiny, we have to do this stuff. And if we want to sit back as citizens in this area and keep our future intact for our children, we have to teach our children, okay? I heard a variety of discussions on the way in here. We have to teach our children ourselves because the system is not teaching them. the understanding of what an intrusionary form of governance is doing to our system of government. And that's it's an odd statement, but it's the truth. And if we sit back and we understand it a little bit, we can take a move to correct that. And one of the moves to correct it is to take a firm stance and say, all right, we're sitting here, we're looking at what you're proposing, and we don't like it.
All right. Okay. So we just want to be clear about this, that any attempt then to take these arguments or discussions or citizen concern about apartment complexes, because the goal, what has been said here, is that we want to make it easier and less expensive to build multifamily housing, yes, apartment complexes. And
that's
so
exactly right.
The way they claim then to make it less expensive is that we remove it from the standard public hearing model that we've had all these years, in which you go there and you make your testimony, you're on the record, right, true public input, right, and we want to move it to a consensus-based process. And that's what they, when they talk about taking it into the administrative method.
Wrong? Consensus process, I wouldn't word it quite like you did.
Okay, all right. Then how should I have worded it?
The consensus process, like I said, deals with a predetermined outcome. And the predetermined outcome comes down from state land use principles. It comes down from small groups that are trying to have influence on how we live our lives. That's what led to the Phoenix Road Diet. Okay? Let's do a downsizing of the transportation route. We're going to shrink the road. We're going to do this.
At the same time, we're supposed to expand Foothill, right?
It'll decrease the vehicle miles traveled. It'll decrease this, and we have to control how many people, and it'll increase bicycle trips. It'll do this, it'll do that. The reality to it is, this is all based upon an idea to reduce emissions to pre-1990 levels, okay? And the way that this comes about and what they do, it's irrational, because we are suffering with things that are already being accomplished, but they still keep it hidden to move an agenda to take us to a different system. Okay, and this is the reality, what we face with this. It's all small pieces of a larger puzzle, but these pieces are there, and they're attacking the very foundation of our system.
And what we have to remind ourselves here is that this is not picking on Matt Brinkley.
No.
Because I would say you're seeing the same forms of intrusions and attacks in every city and county. It's happening all over. It's just the one that I saw taking a look at the agenda for tonight as they continue, right, this conversation. And it's like, oh, okay, they want to get rid of the public testimony and go to, oh, you would just be able to make comments in a comment period, right? That's
exactly
taking it into that,
that's
administrative,
right,
where it's not public testimony. You send your comments in, and right, but yet there's the predetermined outcome that we're going to move forward to more apartments.
That's exactly right.
And so people in their neighborhoods would have less opportunity to protect the integrity of their neighborhood.
Right.
Would that be clear to say?
And, it's simply the simple thing of the understanding that we've achieved, and hopefully the information that we've transferred to people, that these affiliations with sustainable development, you can't look at a good heart feeling when you hear the word, oh, it's sustainable. Just take that and put it on a shelf somewhere, because that's not it. Sustainable development is a term that is connected to an agenda. And that agenda is the slow change and transformation of our entire system. And the whole thing comes down to doing it through energy and all of the things
and
combined.
control of the land and people
right.
and the way we live.
That's exactly right.
And this is the stack and pack housing agenda. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need more housing.
We need the housing.
But on the other hand, the people need to be able to weigh in with true public input out there, public testimony, do it. Yes, it is more expensive. It works, though.
Well, let me put it this way, okay? Throughout our history, okay, and I've been here a long time. I'm not a native, but I've been here a long time. But I've watched development. I know friends that are developers. Okay. Every aspect of it is. The market should dictate these things. Okay. That's the reality. The need should be satisfied by private enterprise and development, but it should be done with a conscience. That's all. That's the reality to it. When you have to jump through hurdle after hurdle after hurdle, this entire housing crisis is literally been formed, made, and pushed into this entire area by demands from the state to do certain things. People outside of our area are making decisions.
And okay? We have a few hundred people that are essentially in the process of pushing this this agenda here. We talked about Renew Oregon last week and all these very, and they're kind of tied into these all these kind of agendas, are they not?
It's absolutely staggering.
And then we wonder why we have urban planners that the only solution to everything is not to actually build what people are wanting and wishing to have in their neighborhoods. It's about, well, we're saying, this is what you're going to take, good and hard, because, well, this is sustainable. You know, they pull out the...
Well, the most that I see in here is that you save a couple of weeks. Okay? That's by doing
this. So you save
this.
A couple of weeks by going administrative rather than quasi-judicial.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's look at the reality. Where are the typical developer anymore faces a variety of hurdles to develop single-family homes? It's non-profitable to a degree. I mean, you just... Everything is built in, so much cost is literally in the beginning of fees, of all of these things.
I find it interesting, though, that they're not concerned about the costs and the time involved in getting single-family homes built.
That's right.
Only apartments. Only apartments we're concerned about.
Right. Hmm.
Okay.
And I look at this
and we need
and
to
I
move
think,
this out of the quasi-judicial.
Yeah,
into,
let's move ahead with all of these apartments. Well, you know, first off, the stack and pack whole thing. The desire of sustainable development is to have you live in a small, controlled apartment situation that controls your vehicle miles traveled. It controls your access. It controls this. It controls that. These are all concepts that they teach young people in the divisions through the university system, that they tell them that they're going to work with consensus on, and their ideas can have merit. Wonderful. Be creative. Be young. Work hard. But the reality is, work hard that does something correctly and well and good for the general public at large, not a direction that literally puts a stranglehold on everybody for something that isn't necessary. And I look at this entire aspect. I mean, I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning reading this stuff. And I, you know, I get a variety of emotional responses. And I try not to hold on to the emotional part of it.
Yeah, because getting really angry, you can sometimes lose your way.
I look at the tie-ins to this, but when I sit back and I look at it, this all ties directly to their carbon cap and trade thing, okay?
It's all connected.
It's all connected. But this is a letter, and it's from the Democratic Socialists of America, okay? And it's directed to the Public Utility Commission of Oregon and the Portland chapter of the bear in mind, it says the Portland chapter, okay, of the Democratic Socialists of America appreciates this well-facilitated process and its unusually high commitment to public inclusion. Now, that public inclusion is the consensus process.
That's
that
the consensus. That's not real public testimony.
Public testimony.
It's not real public input.
Not at all.
Okay.
It was literally the entire process controlled on a falsified public input process.
And once again, the predetermined outcome. It's there to rubber stamp the predetermined outcome rather than to possibly modify or even eliminate it.
Now,
right?
Listen to this one. We've been especially heartened by the complete consensus around the need to achieve rapid and deep decarbonization and to do so equitably. Now, first off, are you behind deep decarbonization?
Nope.
Am I? No.
Nope.
As our listening audience, are they? How do we take that statement? Well, that statement is a letter of support. This ties back into what we talked about last time, where the small amount of verifiable letters coming into the legislature supporting something. This is one of the things that supports the move to HB 2020. Okay, this is also connected to the idea of the sustainable development stack and pack, and it relates to Portland.
And which is all connected then with the desire of the planning director to move this into the consensus process or more toward an administrative process rather than the people actually weighing in on their communities.
It connects to this attitude on the left. Adam Schiff, what did he say? You can't allow the responsibility of electing the presidents to the people of this country.
Oh, no. People can't be trusted. You have to leave it to the experts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this is that tyranny of the experts again. That's why we're bringing this up. All right. So, Mr. X, if we had an action plan then to get in touch with our city council, and that would be to leave the current process in place.
That's right. That's right.
Leave the current public testimony, public hearing method.
That's right.
In place.
And that's, I mean, you can look at me, you can call me a Luddite, you can call me whatever name you want. This is not about looking at change. This is about looking at intrusion. Okay, and there is a difference. There's a complete difference on all of this. These people are not, they're forcing a change to their whim. That's what we have to differentiate. We have to look at it and say, the whim of a few over the needs of the bulk of the population are totally, you know, I disregard that. Okay. I just want to say, no, we have to acknowledge that they exist. We have to sit down and respect the fact that they have the same right to life that we do. But the reality is they've worked their way legally. They use a legal system to override the needs of the many. Okay.
So in order to protect your true public input, your ability to testify, your ability to determine and help determine the changes in our neighborhoods and where places go, please ask your Medford City Councilor to not move ahead with what the Medford Planning Director is wishing to do, moving this out of quasi-judicial into more
and
of a consensus base.
Looking at the agenda and the minutes from the last meeting and reading through it, and I think they've done a good job of objecting to it.
And that's good. But and we want to keep this up. Just because it takes a couple of weeks longer doesn't mean that there's not benefit for the people in that 2 weeks.
And please understand, okay, and why I keep going back to all of these connective dots is your input does matter. We have to just increase the amount of input consistently. We have to be as vocal as they are. We have to sit down and take that effort. And you rationalize that by looking around your life. Look at the people you love. Look at everyone in it. Look at your friends. Look at everything else. And you're doing it for not only yourself, you're doing it for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I only have a couple minutes left here, Mr. X. We're behind here. So, Deplorable Patrick, go ahead on the stack and pack. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I've got my eye on a property just a short distance out of town, semi-rural, like a single family dwelling on an acre. And it was built, I think, in the 50s. I'd call it a C-minus grade house. And I wouldn't mind pushing it over and then putting a new house there. Are they already plotting against that? Because about the time you say, well, I want to do this, they say, oh, no. You can't. If you do anything, it's going to have to be apartment.
Well, it could be. I don't know if it's in the county. Probably not. What we do know is that essentially the state of Oregon has outlawed single family residential homes or just exclusive single family residential homes within cities. I think it's above 10,000 population, Mr. X.
They have a lot of restrictions.
Yeah, well, they've done something like that. So we're really arguing about these issues right now. Mostly in the cities. Okay, Patrick?
My advice to you, Patrick, would be to buy the place, remodel it, and leave the foundation and one wall standing with an addition to it.
Okay.
I get it.
All right, Patrick. Mr. X, always a pleasure. And so the City of Medford Council has actually been doing a good job protesting or at least objecting to this attempt to change the process on approving apartments, and we wish them to keep on it and keep the current process. And that's our action, our call to action.
And looking at the history of this, I want to reinforce that the meeting has been canceled or postponed several times, it looks like, okay, from all of the information that I find on the website with it. So the reality is they're giving us a chance to input our opinion.
Okay. Citizens, residents of Medford, give them your input and just say, we want to keep the current quasi-judicial process.
That's right.
It may be a little bit clunky, but it works and it preserves true citizen input. And we avoid this governance and we keep government involved in it.
That's exactly right.
Government of the people. Thank you, Mr. X.
Okay.
Always a pleasure. 8 o'clock.